Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a low pressure system that's moving up the coast today. It will spread rain inland across parts of our viewing area, but not everybody will see rain. I'll show you if you'll be one of them.
Controversial technology that helps Durham police respond to shots fired is back up for debate today. Just ahead, I'm breaking down the latest data from ShotSpotter technology as we hear from the police chief.
We're just over 24 hours away from polls opening here and across the country for Super Tuesday. A breakdown of the big developments from over the weekend ahead of what will be a huge day tomorrow for all the candidates. So we'll call today a transition Monday as we just kind of ease you into the work week after some glorious weather we had over the weekend, right? Thanks for waking up with us at 6 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for spending the early part of your Monday with us. So with Super Tuesday tomorrow, we had a super weekend just behind us now. We're kind of stuck in the middle here on this Monday. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what is coming up from the coast for us.
Yeah, so we do have some rain in the forecast for today. It was such a lovely weekend. We're going to keep some of the warmth, but we're going to move into a wetter pattern this week. Low pressure systems rotate counterclockwise, so this is going to be spreading moisture in across our area today. The closest rain right now is in Greenville, but starting to move a little bit farther to the west. Goldsboro is probably going to be the first to see some of these showers, but that's probably not going to happen until closer to 9 o'clock. This is not likely to be something that affects the morning commute in our viewing area. By 9 a.m., you can see here in Goldsboro, maybe all the way up to Wilson, parts of Edgecombe County. By lunchtime, it spreads all the way back to Raleigh and down toward Fayetteville. And then as the low moves up the coast, it will also fill in here in the north. You can see at 2 o'clock, starting to push into Rocky Mount and then Roanoke Rapids, back towards South Hill, possibly as far west as Roxborough. And then it continues to pull northward and away from us overnight tonight. And we'll see a nice quiet day for tomorrow. This is a look around the triangle. We'll have about a 20% chance in the triangle this early afternoon. And then later on, as we get closer to the evening, maybe a slightly better chance. But again, the farther east you are, the more rain you'll see. And it will be ending up here in the northeast and pulling away. Our temperatures this morning, mid-40s in the north, low to mid-50s elsewhere. So it's a nice mild start this morning. We're in the mid-60s at lunchtime, and we'll see temperatures close to 70 this afternoon. It's not just today that we'll see rain. We have several more chances this week. We'll go over that, and I'll show you how much rain we'll see coming up. Eric?
Elizabeth, taking a look at traffic here this morning. We've got one crash that's popped up here in the last couple of minutes. That's going to be down here towards Garner. As we zoom in here, you can see Timber Drive westbound near Benson Road. You see on the sensors, we're not picking up any major issues or delays right now, but something you want to keep a close eye on if you're headed that way. Otherwise, again, looking good across the entire region. Taking a live look outside I-40 at Lake Wheeler. You see that morning traffic starting to build in, but no major issues on the highways just yet. We'll let you know as that changes.
Eric, thanks. This morning, three young people are in police custody after authorities say they stole a car, then led one of the victim's family members on a chase that involved shots being fired. Sunday afternoon, a family member of the person whose car was stolen spotted it at Lyons Park off Dennis Avenue in Raleigh. A chase started with both cars weaving through traffic and gunshots being fired. The chase ended when a tire went flat on the stolen car. The three people inside ran away, but were caught by police.
Today, city leaders in Durham will vote on whether to bring back the gunshot detection program, ShotSpotter. Its technology, police say, helps them get to scenes quicker and keep the community safer. WRAL's Laura Levine is outside the Durham Police Department. Police say this program was successful during its trial period this year, Laura.
They are, Jeff, and right now they're calling for it to be renewed again. Now, here at DPD, the city had ended its contract with ShotSpotters back in December. That conversation now back on the table, this time with a $650,000 price tag. City council members will look at data coming from the Durham Police Department here to decide if they want to sign a three-year deal. So ShotSpotters, as we know, uses sensors placed in a three-square-mile radius near downtown to detect gunshots and notify police. Data from DPD shows for the one-year pilot period, there were 1,416 ShotSpotter alerts and a total of 5,259 shots detected. That's not including New Year's Eve, New Year's Day and Independence Day. There was an average of 3.9 alerts per day and 3.7 shots per alert. 26.9% of those alerts also had a 911 call attached to it. So in the last meeting, council members, they did ask Chief Patrice Andrews if turning the sensors off has had any impact on their response.
We knew that we needed to get on scene and get on scene quickly. We knew that we needed to try and collect as much evidence and locate and collect as much evidence as possible. But we also respected council's decision, but that did not have an effect on how we did our work.
So far, Durham Police's response to these shot spotter alerts has resulted in 24 arrests. Durham Police Chief Patrice Andrews, she's advocated in favor of the technology. She said it's significant that nearly 80% of the shooting reports to police were initiated by shot spotter. She also said during the pilot that there were no resident complaints regarding officer conduct in responding to these incidents. City Council meets tonight at 7. Laura Levine, WRAL News, we're live in Durham.
This morning, North Carolina elections officials will host a news conference to answer questions about tomorrow's primary. Among the races up for vote is the Republican Party's presidential nomination, where Donald Trump is a huge favorite over Nikki Haley. Both Haley and Trump were in North Carolina over the weekend. Trump was the projected winner of three caucuses Saturday in Idaho, Michigan, and Missouri. Haley won her first primary yesterday in Washington, D.C.
WRAL is your Super Tuesday election night headquarters. We'll have the fastest results as they're counted on WRAL-TV, WRAL.com, and on our news app. Look for updates on all the big races every 30 minutes after the polls close on WRAL News Plus. You can find that on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Channel 1257, your smart TV and mobile devices. And throughout the night, on air and online, we'll have insight and analysis from our NC Capital team.
For national coverage, NBC News will have a full wrap-up of Super Tuesday results from across the country at 10 p.m. on WRAL. Our team of reporters will have you covered with the local races at 10 o'clock on Fox 50. Then at 11 on WRAL, we'll have it all for you. The big local and state races and a recap of Super Tuesday from across the country.
Family members of a retired Raleigh police sergeant are mourning his tragic death. Sergeant Kenneth Hopkins died Friday night when he was hit by a car on I-540 in Knightdale. His wife and kids are speaking with WRAL about his incredible life of service. They told us stories about Hopkins clocking out from his official shift, only to voluntarily clock back in on his own time to help senior citizens. They also say even after he retired from RPD, he didn't stop serving. He went back to give his time to mentor others.
One word will come to, that will come to your mind is selfless. He was kind. He would help anyone. He went above and beyond.
Raleigh police say Hopkins was struck and killed as he was trying to rehitch a trailer he was towing. The police department issued a statement praising Hopkins for his dedicated service as an officer and a Marine Corps veteran. Funeral arrangements are still pending.
Breaking overnight, at least four people are dead after a shooting at a house party in California. The shooting happened in King City. That's about 2.5 hours south of San Francisco. Authorities say more people were taken to the hospital. The exact number, though, is unclear. Police say they're looking for three men who fled the scene in a silver Kia. They remain on the run, but police say there is no threat to the public.
Four astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station this morning. SpaceX launched its first NASA astronaut flight of the year. It took off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida last night.
2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
It is on the go. The Crew 8 mission lifted off just before 11 last night, and now the astronauts will relieve their colleagues of SpaceX Crew 7 mission. If all goes well, the crew will dock at the ISS tomorrow morning, 3 o'clock.
Starting today, people who live in southern Wake County will have another option for medical care. The Wake County Southern Regional Center is reopening this morning. It will offer prenatal care, pediatric care, and STD testing for people in South Raleigh, Apex, Fuquay Varina, and other parts of southern Wake County. The clinic accepts Medicaid and most insurances. It opens in a few hours at 8:30. Surveillance video is giving us a look at the tense moments when armed intruders broke into a home in Polk County.
What do you want?
Come on, man. Come on.
What Who are you?
A man and his mother were inside pleading with the masked men that they were in the wrong house.
Week one of this year's spring break is here, and Miami police are getting tough on spring breakers. We'll run down the strict new measures in place to minimize the chaos and violence that erupted last March.
And we're looking at a chance of showers, especially in our eastern counties today. I'll show you the timeline for that and several more chances for rain this week coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Dual Doppler 5000 radar showing some rain along the coast. There's a low pressure system that will move up the coast today. It's starting to spread some rain inland right now. As close as Greenville, it'll probably be closer to 9 or 10 o'clock before much of us see that. But once we get closer to lunchtime, we may see that spreading as far inland as the Triangle, and that'll continue through the evening. And so some folks will have to deal with this for the evening commute. I'm going to walk you through it on Futurecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. Starting to see a little bit of daylight out there. 50 degrees in Durham right now. It's 50 in Raleigh and 54 in Fayetteville. Mostly cloudy skies right now, and we'll see clouds for the bulk of the day. But all that warmth that we saw over the weekend sticking around, we're going to see highs this afternoon in the upper 60s. Walking the dog this evening, though, maybe a little on the wet side. Eric?
Traffic here this morning. You can see one crash we're still keeping our eyes on. That's going to be down here just outside of Garner. As we zoom in, you can see Timber Drive westbound near Benson Road. Again, not seeing any backups here on the map. We're still working to learn how severe this crash is going to be, but something you'll want to keep in mind if you're headed that way, headed into work this morning. Otherwise, across the area, looking so far, so good. Taking a live look, NC 147 at Alston Avenue. Again, you see the sun coming up there. Things looking nice and smooth outside of Durham. Similar story here outside of Raleigh, I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road. We'll let you know as those crashes start popping up this morning.
Eric, thanks. The victim of a home invasion and assault in Hoke County shared surveillance video with WREL. You can hear his mother talking to the intruders.
Hey, come on, bro.
What do you want?
Come on, man. Come on.
For what? Who are you?
Hold on.
This is a look inside Tigra Heaton and his mother's home on Loop Road. In this Ring surveillance video, you can see the intruders dressed in all black grab him. Heaton says three more people came in and ransacked the house. He says he pleaded with them, telling them they had the wrong house.
They tried to drag me out the door. I think they was trying to get me in the car to go with them, but I was holding on. They pulled my shirt over my head, and it was a hammer by the door, and I was trying to grab something, anything. But once they saw me grab that, they let me go.
He says they then stole his car. The Hoke County Sheriff's Office says the suspects fired shots at deputies as they tried to stop the car. Deputies found and arrested one person. Octavius Purcell is charged with robbery and attempted murder.
Week one of spring break is officially underway for tens of thousands of college students. Anyone headed to South Beach in Miami will encounter some strict new measures to avoid the chaos and violence that happened last year. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with the plans in place now to keep vacationers and spring breakers safe. Ken.
You know, Jeff, Miami police are mean business, even reaching spring breakers where they are by posting this video you're about to see on social media.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you.
You just want to get drunk and pop.
Yeah, this video dubbed Spring Breakup recounts the violence and in some cases mayhem that erupted last March during spring break in Miami. Miami police had to deal with raucous street fights, gunfire that had people running for their lives. In one case, someone died. Police also made more than 500 arrests and confiscated well over 100 firearms. Miami police and residents have had enough and are sending a clear message to spring breakers.
There was definitely not as much precautions for the safety that they're having now.
Yeah, they definitely did better with it this year.
So you're seeing a difference already?
Yeah, yes. definitely.
You can expect things like...
Again, that video posted to X shows what spring breakers can expect, including curfews, random bag checks, and restricted beach access. Also, police are using drones to patrol the beach and Ocean Drive, the main street there in South Beach. Ahead this morning on Today, right after our morning news, more specific techniques and how South Florida law enforcement agencies are handling week one of this year's spring break. And we're just 2 days in, and Jeff, those crowds are already there.
This dominated the news cycle last year. You remembered.
There were
some horrible incidents, you know, but they're not afraid of scaring off some business potentially, you know, with a lot of families.
Because people are still going to come to South Beach and still want to make it safe.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
We hope everyone stays safe. A volcano on an uninhabited island off the coast of Ecuador is now erupting, lighting up the night sky as lava tumbles down its sides toward the Pacific Ocean. The volcano started erupting on an island in the Galapagos around midnight Saturday night. The eruption is posing no threat to humans, but the island is home to a number of animals, including iguanas, penguins, and a giant tortoise that scientists had feared extinct before rediscovering it in 2019. An amazing sight, though. Well, we're about to rediscover spring. We're going to have some warm temperatures this week. Looking forward to that. Today, it comes with some rain. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center.
Yes, you know, the spring showers, and we definitely are moving into that time of the year for sure. We take a live look at Goldsboro, where it is cloudy. We're seeing clouds in Apex and Chapel Hill and Fayetteville as well, where our newsroom is. Chapel Hill is courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's going to be a while before we see much of this rain. We take a look at the big picture here. We have a low pressure system rotating counterclockwise, sitting just offshore. It's going to stay offshore. It's just going to move right up the coast. And as it does, it's going to take that rain along with it. So our southern counties see it first and our northern counties see it last as that low moves up the coast. Let's take a look at that on Futurecast and kind of walk you through it. First of all, we take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Most of the rain's along the coast, but there are a few sprinkles right around Greenville. Probably the first county to see this is going to be Wayne County. Definitely Futurecast showing that. But that's not likely to happen until closer to around 9 a.m. You can see that moving on through starting around 9 to 10 between Goldsboro and Rocky Mount by lunchtime. We're seeing it spread all the way back to, say, Raleigh and Fayetteville. It's probably not going to back any farther west than that. So the amount of rain that we see for Fayetteville and Raleigh is going to be pretty minimal. But along the I-95 corridor, closer to where the low is where we'll see a better chance of maybe a quarter of an inch or so. Watch what happens after 3 o'clock. A lot of that starts to fill into the north. So Roanoke Rapids, South Hill, maybe as far west as Roxboro, and then gradually overnight that starts to pull away from us. But that is not the only potential for rain that we have this week. It looks like it's going to be pretty rainy. Wednesday is going to bring us an even better chance of rain. We have a warm front that lifts northward. We may see some scattered thunderstorms along with this cold front. Some rain likely to be a lot heavier, and it will be with us probably for a good chunk of the day on Wednesday. It tapers off on Thursday, and Friday looks fairly dry. Maybe Friday night into Saturday looks wet again. But for Wednesday, total, we could end up seeing anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to maybe 1.5 inches of rain. So that's going to be a bit more significant. Our chance for rain in the triangle today is 40%. It's more like 60% in our eastern counties. 90% chance on Wednesday. We may bump that to 100. And then that tapers off pretty early there on Thursday. But we do have the chance of rain again, mainly Saturday. It looks like late Friday, much of Saturday tapering off on Sunday. So Sunday looks like the drier day. Our temperatures will be mainly in the 60s this week, so it stays nice and mild. And a sure sign of spring, we spring forward on Saturday night, going back to daylight time. Eric?
Elizabeth, taking a look at traffic here. We're continuing to keep our eyes on this crash right down here just outside of Garner. Not seeing any major backups at this point, but something you'll definitely want to keep your eyes on. You see the vicinity of Timber Drive near Benson Road. Again, not seeing any backups there on the traffic map, but something you'll want to be aware of if you're headed in this morning. Otherwise, looking live outside I-40 at Harrison Avenue. You see that morning commute getting underway. We'll keep a close eye on this and let you know as those crashes start popping up.
Thanks, Eric. Caitlin Clark is now the highest scoring college basketball player ever, men or women.
This was the bucket that passed pistols and rolled out the coffin.
Legends from all across the sports world are celebrating her huge accomplishment right along with her.
The search may soon resume for the Malaysia Airlines flight that vanished 10 years ago this week. The new effort that families hope will bring them closure.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
College basketball has a new all-time leading scorer.
Congratulations are pouring in from across the sports world for Caitlin Clark.
This for college basketball history. She does it with a foul shot. Caitlin Clark.
And And with that free throw, Clark broke the all-time scoring record for any college player, man or woman. LeBron James and Billie Jean King are just two of the legends who posted their congratulations to Clark on social media. And just moments after Clark broke the record, Nike launched a new commercial celebrating her accomplishment. Of course, they're going to leverage that.
Yeah, she broke it. She owns it. It was fantastic. And she had the stage all to herself. She needed 18 points, and she did it with a free throw without anybody around her right there. So I thought that was very fitting. She finished with 35 points.
Yeah, and of course, the big news last week was she declared her intention to enter the WNBA draft. So we'll see if the Indiana Fever pick her.
Also this weekend, Dune 2 is dominating the theaters. The sequel brought in $81.5 million at the domestic box office in its first weekend, the biggest opening of the year so far. Its reviews are incredibly positive as well. 94% from the critics, 95% from fans on Rotten Tomatoes.
Not often does the sequel do a lot better than the original, but it certainly looks like this is off to a great start.
Have to go back a ways, get the original. Watch that. Billy Joel didn't just turn the lights back on with his first new pop song in decades. He accompanied it with a groundbreaking music video using artificial intelligence to show us the Billy Joel from many decades of his career playing this brand new song.
I did the recording, the video, and when I saw it, it was kind of an out-of-body experience. I saw myself, you know, going through time, and it was very moving.
It's Joel's first single in 17 years.
The lyrics and the melody, so good. It's a great song. Celebrate and support our local arts community this Thursday when WRAL presents Big Night In for the Arts, featuring amazing artists including Pierce Freelon and Tift Merritt, a live performance by award-winning bluegrass musician Trey Wellington, and more. Help us raise funds to create healthy, vibrant communities through the arts. Watch and donate Thursday at 7 on WRAL and wherever you stream WRAL.
Gray skies out there this morning and eventually rain for parts of the viewing area. Not everybody will see it. I'll explain why and show you who's most likely to be wet coming up.
A program that police in Durham say helps them keep people safe may be coming back. Today, city leaders will consider bringing back ShotSpotter gunshot detection technology.
And a massive snowstorm is bringing the California mountains to a standstill. This huge blizzard dropping feet of snow has ski resorts closed and is leaving truckers stranded.